Madam Chair, my delegation associates itself with the statement made by Togo on behalf of the African group, and we reiterate our appreciation to the members of the Bureau of the 68th session for the work that's been done. Senegal wishes to express its concern facing the breadth of the humanitarian crisis that we currently see and which spares no region. 72 years after the end of the Second World War, international society continues to face an ongoing humanitarian crisis. This is fed, among other things, by a stepped-up level of international conflicts, internal strife, chronic political instability, terrorism, violence, extremism, xenophobia, hate, and racial and ethnic discrimination. This context, marked by global insecurity, has compelled more than 65 million people, the majority of which are women and children, to flee their territories to save their lives. We would add to this that despite international conventions adopted in order to ensure peace and security, and the praiseworthy efforts deployed by the states, the international organizations, specialized humanitarian NGOs, we still have to note with great regret that vulnerable people that leave their territory in conflict cannot establish themselves with refugee status because of a strict interpretation of Article 1 of the Convention of 1951. Under such circumstances, the closing of land and sea borders, the detention of persons concerned in overpopulated and unhygienic centers where clean, pure and simple rapatriement is not at all a response, appropriate sponsor situations. The statistics in the UNHCR indicate that more than 2,400 refugees and migrants have lost their lives or disappeared during the crossing of the Mediterranean over the last 7 months. This underscores the many challenges faced in Africa and Asia in particular, affecting those most affected by the humanitarian crisis. It is true, the New York Declaration on Migrants and Refugees, adopted on 19 September 2016 at the UN summit on this topic, allows for us to see better futures that should come to light with the adoption of the Global Compact on Refugees. In this perspective, dynamic participation of all stakeholders in the negotiations underway is a precondition if we are to reach sustainable solutions. The Global Compact on Refugees is a true opportunity to be taken advantage of to analyze and correct the imperfection in the global humanitarian politic. This is more than just providing humanitarian aid after conflicts explode. Without a doubt, humanitarian cooperation and coordination ensured by UNHCR continues to reduce the distress and suffering of populations in need.
Protection international.
It provides them international protection. However, it'd be desirable to stress more the prevention of conflicts, the peaceful settlement of disputes, and to call the attention of states and armed non-state armed groups to their responsibility in the matter of crimes against war, crimes of war, crimes against humanity, and genocide, and to deter the civilian population from using small arms and light weapons. Madam, the protection and incorporation of refugees in their countries of origin remain a priority for Senegal. Under a ministerial commission charged with managing the situation of refugees and IDPs, Senegal has incorporated into its national legal structure from a 24 July 1968 law on refugees the key principles of international protection. This law has been completed by different texts and regulations, and it underscores the principle of non-discrimination and affords refugees in Senegal the same treatment as our citizens in the areas of education, employment, health, and basic social services and freedom of movement. To favor the incorporation on the local level of refugees, Senegal, a land of hospitality, has offered these individuals biometric identity cards that is along the same, meets the same specifications as our nationals. The mission deployed by the government north of the country, particularly in the area of San Luis and Matam, can allow for the registration and categorization of refugees. This greater data system will help to protect the refugees. with the context of insecurity and political instability that prevails in the southern Sahara, Senegal remains ever welcomed, willing to receive these populations in difficulty. My delegation would like to share the argument defended by the Secretary General at the 67th session. He underscored that this is not just a point of humanitarian crisis, but we must also show this is also a crisis in solidarity. We must be able to show that the international community can overcome this as long as each actor fully translates onto the ground their commitments. To conclude, Senegal welcomes the quality of the cooperation with the entirety of the UNHCR team, and in particular the regional representative for West Africa. I thank you very much.